and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rex Thomason. Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich will remain behind bars in Russia on espionage charges until at least late June. A Moscow court today rejecting his appeal that sought to end his pretrial detention. The 32-year-old U.S. citizen was detained in late March of last year. Gershkovich, his employer, and the U.S. government all reject the espionage allegations. Former President Trump's New York criminal trial resuming this morning following yesterday's opening statements.
A prosecutor opened the historic trial by saying Trump tried to illegally influence the 2016 presidential election. Prosecutor Matthew Colangelo said actions taken to conceal payments to Stormy Daniels amounted to election fraud, pure and simple. But defense attorney Todd Blanche argued that Trump is innocent and that trying to influence an election is called democracy, not a crime. The trial could last up to 2 months. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Senate could vote today on the $95 billion foreign aid package. House Speaker Mike Johnson has been criticized by some Republicans for relying on help from Democrats to get the bill approved in the House. But former President Trump says he can't fault Johnson for that, given the paper-thin GOP House majority.
Well, remember, the speakership we're talking about has one, you know, we're majority by one vote. And you can't really get too tough.
Mr. Trump speaking with AM 990, The Answer in Philadelphia. Some Republicans are outraged over approval of the big money aid bill without any provisions at all for tightening U.S. border security. Secretary of State Blinken heads to China tomorrow for a three-day visit. A European Parliament staff member has been arrested, accused of spying for communist China. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 238 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Our government has engorged itself on borrowed money. Now we are over $30 trillion in debt. If this bubble finally implodes, many Americans would be left penniless and heartbroken. For example, what happens if state and federal pension funds go broke? Or if 401ks and IRAs get cut in half due to hyperinflation? Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau, news analyst, best-selling author, and evangelical leader to millions of people just like you. People who understand something big is coming. Now's the time to prepare with a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. Precious metals are among the most proven hedges you can make. And they're even better inside a tax advantage account. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached, so just text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you are blessed with continued prosperity.
This KMZQ News Flash powered by Best Mattress. They don't sell mattresses, they sell a better tomorrow. Well, it's been a long time coming, but ground finally broken yesterday on Brightline West, Las Vegas to Southern California high-speed train project. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg was on hand along with Brightline founder Wes Edens, Nevada Governor Joe Lombardo, and state and federal officials from Nevada as well as California. That 218-mile rail line will be built in the median of the I-15 with plans to have the system online operating in time for the 2028 Olympic Games in Los Angeles. Now, plans call for stations in Las Vegas, the Victor Valley, Hesperia, Rancho Cucamonga in the Golden State. The Las Vegas station to be built on 110 acres of land along Las Vegas Boulevard near Blue Diamond, taking up about 20 of those acres. The rest to be filled with commercial development. The project expected to cost upwards of $12 billion. Local culinary, local 226, that is, the members there at Sunset Station, they want out, saying they've decided to remove the union as their representative. Casino officials say a majority of culinary employees at the Henderson property signed an employee-led petition to decertify the union. Culinary officials say they plan to file an unfair labor practice charge with the National Labor Relations Board. Station Casinos and the culinary union have a long, contentious relationship. They've been trying the union to unionize station properties for years with mixed results. Metro's DUI detail had a busy Saturday. The department conducting a DUI blitz in the northwest part of the valley. They issued 71 citations, made 14 DUI arrests. On Sunday, the nonprofit group Stop DUI, they held their annual Heroes and Handcuffs ceremony. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website, 670kmzq.com. Click on that Listen Live button.
Hi, I'm Richard Frederick, and I'm a refugee. The only difference is I didn't come through the southern border. I came through a little town known as Prim, Nevada. That's right. I used to live in California, and I moved to Nevada because California sucks. I'm running for state senate in District 5, and a vote for me ensures that your voice will get heard in Carson City. So join me in my efforts to fight for the people. Together, we can help make sure Nevada doesn't end up sucking too.
Paid for by committee to elect Richard Frederick.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet, 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
One freeway accident to report. Going to find this in the Northwest Valley on the Beltway, southbound side of 215 at Lone Mountain Road. 215 southbound Lone Mountain Road. Got a new accident on the east side, though, on Boulder Highway in Sahara. Also going to be jammed up through the airport connector more than usual. Slower outside the northbound tunnel. We've got an accident just outside the northbound tunnel at the airport. In the northeast, you want to steer clear of the intersection of Cheyenne and Pecos. A real serious accident there. It looks like a fatality. Motorcyclist down at the intersection of Cheyenne and Pecos. They do a partial intersection closed off there. It'll look a lot like yesterday, just a few degrees cooler. We're still going up to 90 degrees this afternoon with winds around 25 miles per hour. 72 degrees right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic brought to you by Meineke Car Care Centers on AM 670 KMZQ.
The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to, anyway. America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him,
check it out!
And Joan, Shingang, I'm going to pass her, Shanga.
Can I just say that of all the idiots, in all the idiot villages, in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
It is live and local. Everything you need to know to start your day. Everything you're going to need along the way. That first morning sales meeting. Taking the kids to school. Dropping them off. Talking with a crossing guard. You'll have it all. News, weather, traffic, sports. We've got it all in one wonderful package. Which includes, by the way, my friend Rico Waller. The owner of Carson Insulation. He's an entrepreneur. Former member of the California legislature. And he hails from northern Nevada. And he joins us now. Rico, good morning. How you been?
Good morning to you, Kevin. I've been great. I'm a little bit tired and sore. I've been remodeling a house the last 4 or 5 weeks.
I thought you were like kind of semi-retired and kind of taking it easy. You're working harder now than you ever have.
Well, I'm not working harder than ever, but I'm still working, and I really enjoy working with my hands and doing carpentry and that kind of thing. I really like it, and I suspect I'll probably do that as long as I'm healthy enough to do it. And I've been remodeling a little house that I have in California where I had a renter, and he did not take care of it at all, and it was in real bad shape. So I had to redo all the floors and laid tile and redid the cabinets and rehanging doors and painting and all kinds of stuff. But I'm almost done. So I got home last night, and I'm glad to be back here in Dayton where people are normal.
I just love that. Let me ask you, we're into day two of the Trump case in New York. What do you make of it? And first of all, do you think he'll survive this? Will Donald J. Trump survive this case in New York, the hush money case?
He'll survive it. He may be convicted and be found guilty, and his numbers will go up. People know what's going on now. This is a ridiculous case. It's outside the statute of limitations. It's way too late. They're trying to make a federal case out of a state case that where the law doesn't allow them to do that. but because they're lawless, they're doing it anyway. And he'll survive it, and he's going to be president again. And you know, he's going to dismantle a lot of this Department of Justice and FBI, all the nonsense going on in the federal courts. He's going to have a lot to do with that.
Tell me what you hear. You talk to a lot of people, not just in northern Nevada, but elsewhere around the state. And I'm curious what you think the vibe is out there relative to Donald J. Trump. Because you're right. Every time he gets indicted again, his poll numbers go up, and he collects in more money. What do you make of what's going on out there on the ground?
Well, just yesterday I stopped at the feed store coming into town in Carson City right off the freeway to Benson's. Feed store, wonderful people, and I went in there to buy some more chemical for spraying weeds because I got a weed problem at my house and at my ranch and at other properties I own. And there was a gentleman in line, and he's got a little oxygen thing on going into his nose, obviously has a COPD or something like that. Very nice man, and he's got a hat on. It is worn out and sweat covered and nasty, and it says "Make America Great Again." And I said, "Man, I love that hat. I'm voting for him too." And he said, "God bless you." He said, if we don't elect Donald Trump president, our country's lost. And I said, "I agree. I completely agree." And he was just, he was thrilled to have another like-minded person. But everybody in the line started making comments favorable to Donald Trump. And, I look back to the caucus evening when we stood in line with literally thousands of people waiting to get in to caucus. In the snowstorm, cold, bitter cold weather, and everyone in that line was a Trumper. And, it's just different today than it was the last time. The enthusiasm level is not just based on affection for Trump, but also fear for what will happen to our nation without him as president if we have Biden again.
What do you think this campaign will look like? Obviously, Trump is going to be in court a lot. So he won't be doing these, 4 and 5 rallies a day that he did in 2016. I am curious what you think the race will actually look like when Trump finds time to get an appearance in.
Well, I think that all these court cases are free advertising for Donald Trump, because people get it now. They realize this is just baloney. I started to use a word you won't allow me to use, but people recognize that. And as a consequence, he's getting free press every day. He's on the news, even if it's the bad guys, CNN or MSNBC or something, he's still getting that. And it's for him, it's good. And look at his fundraiser. He had it. Was it Mar-a-Lago where he had the fundraiser? He raised $50 million
in
the evening.
Yeah.
The left-wing press was just touting how much, when Obama and
Clinton
Biden were together, and Clinton,
yeah.
And they raised $25 million. Man, they made hay on that. And then, 3 days later, Donald Trump has one and raised $50
million. Yeah,
double.
Yeah.
And I don't think he's going to have trouble raising money. And now that he's sold his media platform, he's going to get, I think it's $3.5 billion he gets out of that. That's going to be available to him in about another 30 days. He can self-fund a huge amount, and by God, he will. When you're a billionaire, what more things do you need? I mean, do you need a nicer car? Do you eat better food? Do you live in a finer house? He's got the finest house in the world. House has many of them. He's going to spend that money to do what matters to him, and what matters to him is America. He wants to save America, and he's going to do it.
Again, Rico Waller joining us, the owner of Carson Insulation. He's an entrepreneur. He's a former member of the California legislature, and he is our eyes and ears in northern Nevada. We've got a lot of chaos in our country, in our state. We've got college campuses are full of protest. Where are these people coming from, these protesters at not just Columbia? It used to be it was just Columbia for a couple of days, but now every major university in the country is a part of this anti-Israel protest.
I can't explain it. I can tell you that our children are growing up in a world where they're their information is coming from TikTok, it's coming from Facebook, it's coming from places where the Chinese and others who hate America and want to undermine us. You know, what is going on is that these countries are waging war against us. It's not a, you know, it's like a new Cold War, and they're waging war, and they're doing it by means of infiltrating and influencing our children and changing the way they think. They're stupid. You know, think of the dumb things you did when you were a kid. Okay, I could name some of my
lots
own
of them, lots of them.
But we did dumb things, and you know, my wife and I were talking this morning about the fact that our society has become one that reveres youth, and just being young is the highest thing. Every advertisement on the TV is about women trying to look younger, and we disrespect the elderly and treat them as if they're, you know, we give them money, you know, to get Social Security. And, you know, we every advertisement, if you watch certain kinds of TV shows like I watch, every ad is for Geritol or something like that. You know, it's all these ads for older people. But we don't truly respect older people. We don't, you know, I took care of my mother for 35 years, and I was proud to do it. You know, I have great children, but I don't think any of them would sacrifice their lives the way my wife and I did ours for our parents. The world has changed, and as a consequence of that, children aren't listening to their parents and their grandparents who say, this is nonsense. What you're doing here is wrong, because they're not influenced that way anymore. I think that is a travesty and a horrible thing, and we need to fight against it and recognize who the enemy really is, and it's those who want to destroy America because they hate America. You know, those people that are protesting hate America. Now, they're not going to say that always. They do sometimes, you know, death to America. But death to Israel and death to the Jews is death to America. And that's what the real message is. I find it frightening. And, you know, I hearken back to the days when you and I were on the air and Black Lives Matter was going on. And I said, they should bring out the troops. And, you know, these are terrorists. And what they're doing is horrible. And we should deal with it appropriately. And that's with force. And put a stop to it. Well, the same thing. I feel the same thing about what those pro-Hamas protesters are doing. We should use force and put a stop to it. Because this is violent and horrible. We shouldn't allow it.
So how do we get the genie back in the bottle? All these kids have come from out of nowhere with all this anti-Semitic rhetoric. How do we get it to stop?
I'd contact every parent of every one of them. These college students, their parents don't know what they're doing. I'll bet you money they don't, the vast majority. Now, there are going to be some Islamist parents who support what their children are doing and are in agreement with them, but I think that's a rarity. I think for the most part, these are stupid American kids who are raised, you know, with a silver spoon and are completely detached from reality. And I think if the parents knew, I tell you what, if I saw one of my kids on TV doing that, I'll tell you what, it would, my financial support for them would end instantly. They'd have to go get a job. They wouldn't be in college anymore. And I wish parents would do that. And I bet there are a lot of parents who are doing that. You know, they'll find out that their kids are involved in something like this and just freak out. And they certainly should freak out.
Again, Rico Waller joining us from Carson Insulation. He is an entrepreneur, and he is smart as a whip when it comes to public policy. I'm curious, though, how will this chaos now end? I mean, is there a short-term solution to this problem? You gave us the long-term solution, I think, which is really good. But is there a short-term solution that can we just arrest all of them?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, you don't have to arrest all of them. You start arresting them, and all of them won't be there anymore. It'll diminish because these are not courageous people. These are fools. If they were courageous people, they would do things that are courageous. This is the antithesis of that. This is mobs getting together and rewarding each other and encouraging one another to behave this way. You start arresting some of them and actually punishing them, and you'll see this go away. You know, we don't see Black Lives Matter signs all over the freeways anymore. You know, those criminals, you know, they ran their course and it's over. You know, the solution to this is elect Donald Trump.
And the president. Chaos will go away.
We'll certainly have a voice of reason against all that nonsense, and it will go away. You know, America's not lost. We're just kind of wandering. But, you know, I remember a quote from Daniel Boone. They asked him one time if he had ever been lost. And he said, no, but I've been a mite confused for a few months at a time. You know, that's kind of where we are.
Yeah.
We know where we want to be. It's just that we've got a lot of people who are crazy and stupid, but mostly stupidity. There are some really evil people involved in this who are instigating and promoting it. But for the most part, it's American kids who are stupid. They're just stupid. And, you know, that's the nature of childhood.
Late last week, an article in no less than the New York Times delving into the U.S. Senate race, Jackie Rosen seeking re-election, and a host of Republicans trying to unseat her. How do you view this primary coming up on June 11th? By the way, May 25th, first day of early voting. I plan to vote first day. Just a quick curiosity, Rico. You going to vote first day you can, or are you going to wait till Election Day?
Well, I don't know. I guess I should vote first day, but I don't know. I kind of have a stick up my butt about that all that early voting stuff. I want to go on Election Day, and I probably will do that. I'm old and set in my ways, and I just feel like that's the right thing. I think America should have, in every jurisdiction, should have one day of voting. You should have to validate who you are. Very simple. Show me your driver's license, show me your passport, something to prove who you are, and vote on that day and count the votes that day. And I think it should be paper ballots. Go back to when it worked and we didn't have weeks of wondering, you know, who won and providing opportunities for people to cheat. And if you don't think there was cheating that went on in the last election, I know the press, you're not allowed to even say that. That's just anti-American. Well, baloney. There was lots of cheating going on. There were too many votes cast for the Republican and the Democrat that president's election for it to have been legitimate. There were just too many in total. It doesn't make any sense. It wasn't, it wasn't a Richard Nixon kind of election where there was so much at stake. I just don't believe it. So vote on we should have one day voting. I'm going to probably go ahead and vote on Election Day. Sorry, Kevin. I know you probably prefer I didn't.
Well, all I know is the RNC is saying bank your vote, meaning a vote as soon as you can. Don't leave it till Election Day, because you know that in 2022, you folks had a big snowstorm up there on Election Day, and it held down. It held down the vote.
Yeah, it didn't keep me from going. No, and I think that's one of the reasons that I support. Okay. I understand what the RNC is doing, and they're right. I don't object to it in any way. I think it's smart. However, voting should be difficult. Think back 100 years ago. You know, people would leave. They didn't have a voting place out on a farm somewhere. Those guys had to saddle their horse and perhaps ride a full day to get to the place to vote, and they did it. And that's the kind of voter I want. I want a voter that's committed in that way, not these trivial, silly people that vote, you know, based on what they saw on TikTok.
Well, so, I'm gonna keep working on you to try to get you to vote early.
maybe you'll talk me into it.
Maybe I will.
You could probably talk me into it.
Hey, Rico, always good to visit with you. Thank you so much, my friend. We'll talk again soon, okay?
Okay, Kevin. Thank you. See you later.
There you go. Rico Waller, the owner of Carson Insulation. And a former member of the California legislature. He knows where all the bones are buried in the People's Republic of California. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Tuesday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. We'll dive into day two of the official Trump trial being underway, plus all of the chaos on so many different college campuses. What's going to happen? How does it end?
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Dan Swartz is the strong voice we need in Congress.
Today, our country needs a reboot. I'm Dan Swartz. I was proud to serve overseas in the Army, turn around an ailing business, and then be elected Nevada State Treasurer.
As state treasurer, Dan Swartz fought for us.
I've been called every name in the book by the career politicians in Carson City because I wasn't afraid to stand up to them and fight for kids, parents, and taxpayers. I never ducked, I never backed down, and I never will.
Dan will close the borders until Congress does its job and fixes America's broken immigration system. And he's clear on his choice for president.
I am strongly endorsing Donald Trump for president.
Vote Dan Swartz for Nevada's 3rd Congressional District, a strong voice for Nevada.
I'm Dan Swartz, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for by Dan Swartz for Congress.
670 KMZQ presents After Close, the radio show, powered by GFL Capital Mortgage. Join your hosts, Kevin Sherba and Danny Velazquez, to start your morning off right, educating and guiding you through the mortgage process from application through closing. Learn about how to navigate through the ever-changing mortgage market. Keep up to date with current products, guidelines, and how to avoid common pitfalls. Listen every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 here on 670 KMZQ.
Licensed by Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada license number MB426. NMLS number 64367.
Hi, this is Josh Levitt, and I'm running for Nevada State Senate District 18 because I believe in a brighter future for each and every one of us. Together, we will move forward innovative solutions to diversify the economy, improve our schools, cut wasteful spending, and improve our healthcare infrastructure. I'm not just a candidate, I'm a lifelong Nevadan with a track record of getting things done. From being a champion for small businesses to advocating for better access to healthcare, I'm exactly the representative you need in Carson City. I bring years of experience in business as a chief information officer, an entrepreneur, and community builder with a history of working with legislators on education and workforce development policies. Join me in this journey to build a better Nevada. Your vote on June 11th will ensure there is choice in education, our families have access to quality health care, and our community thrives. Together, let's shape a future we can all be proud of. Visit joshfornevada.com to learn more about my vision and how you can get involved. I'm Josh Levitt, and I approve this message. Paid for by Josh Levitt for Nevada.
The LGBTQ Center of Las Vegas provides a range of health and wellness services in a safe and non-judgmental environment. You can get fast and comprehensive HIV testing, as well as screening for STIs, for little to no cost. Appointments are recommended, but walk-ins are welcome. Located in the heart of Las Vegas near downtown, the center also provides an on-site pharmacy. Get more information at thecenterlv.org. This message is sponsored by a grant through the Sands Corporation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Victoria Seaman, small business owner, public servant, bold leadership for Las Vegas. Victoria left Los Angeles 20 years ago to make Las Vegas home, leaving behind rising crime and a homelessness crisis. Victoria Seaman knows we can't let Las Vegas become California. That's why she fights every day to protect our way of life. In the state legislature, Victoria worked across the aisle to get results, protecting seniors and homeowners while championing small business. On the Las Vegas City Council, she tackles the tough problems others won't, leading Las Vegas into the future with a thriving economy. Now, Victoria Seaman is running for mayor to continue delivering for Las Vegas. Victoria backs the blue to keep our families safe and our streets clean. She'll create more transparency at City Hall, support tourism, and keep our taxes low. Always putting Las Vegas first. Victoria Seaman for mayor. Paid for by friends of Victoria Seaman.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This hour brought to you by Americans for Prosperity. There are few government programs that are universally loved or embraced by the population. The one that comes to mind, and all my senior friends just rave about it, and that is Medicare Advantage. We're going to talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the
The Vegas Golden Knights began the defense of their Stanley Cup title last night, and as the second wild card, they're not going to see home ice advantage through these playoffs. That is, until they win on the road, and that's what they did last night in Dallas, taking down the Stars 4-3 in the first round of the playoff series. The captain, Mark Stone, returned after missing 2 months' worth of games and didn't take long to make his presence